When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
The following segment is from NFL University on the SB Nation NFL show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
Austin, I want to talk to you about the end of that Browns game. So you take a knee, right, to run the clock, on the other side of the 2-minute warning. And right. it looks from our perspective, right, that the Browns almost drag you into the end zone on purpose. Like Myles Garrett standing around just kind of watching the play. Is this kind of how end of game scenarios are now playing in the NFL? I know analytics probably are driving a lot of this and, you know, making sure you don't want to give the opposing offense too much time after you get a go ahead score. But is that what happened on Sunday?
Yeah, so it's one of those situations where the defense actually wants you to score, yeah, because they're trying to get their offense the ball back. Because if we score, we would have been up by 5 points. And then if we didn't get the 2-point conversion, which we didn't, you know, we're obviously still up by 5 and not 7. And so that's what they banked on. And yeah, so they allowed us to score. So the plan was for us, you know, was to not score. Literally, you know, you don't hear that too often from, you know, offensive players. But yeah, we wanted to take a knee, or like they wanted me to go down. So I was kind of just bouncing around and I was about to go down. And right before that, they literally, yeah, all like jumped on me and just held me and basically threw me in the end zone. And everyone's standing around like, what the heck? Why would you just score? Like, why didn't you just go down? It's like, well, I was about to, but you didn't see what just happened. So yeah, that was interesting for sure.
Austin, the general public knows how good Derwin James is, but I don't think we truly, you know, kind of appreciate how special of a talent he is. Do you have a memory of something or some time in practice or even a game where he just made you go, wow?
Probably his rookie year. I think his rookie year is where he really just surprised me, because obviously that was the first time I've seen him play. That would have been my second year. I think we had like a one-on-one or he was guarding me, and just feeling his strength. I remember he just jammed me up and I could not move. I was literally just jammed on the line of scrimmage, and this is a rookie. So I'm like, oh, great. I just got, you know, showed up by the rookie. So it just made me feel bad. It's like, all right. And then, you know, ended up being a pretty good player. So it feels bad later on. But yeah, that was just his strength and his size. And just, he's like literally the complete player when it comes to playing safety. You know, he's been dealing with some injuries. So he's definitely, you know, glad to be back on the field. We're glad to have Mac out there making plays. And he's more than just, you know, a great player. He's also a great leader on the field as well. So, you know, he's got lots of part of the game that we are appreciative of having back.
Speaking of another one of your teammates, Rashawn Slater, I mean, what a great rookie year for that guy. He seems like a gem that you guys picked up. I saw that after the game, you talked to the press and you said that, you know, Slater was telling you and the other running backs, like, hey, we don't have to chip Myles Garrett anymore. I'm doing a pretty good job handling it myself. How often do like these game plans change kind of in game, and you're reacting to what you're seeing on the defensive side live rather than what you guys practice ahead of time? And how good is Slater overall as an offensive tackle?
Yeah. Shout out to Tom Telesco, our GM, for snagging Slater, because he has been holding it down for sure. He's surprised us all. You don't really know what you're going to expect from a rookie coming in, even if they are first round. You expect them to have some production, but the production that he's had and really been locked down over there, pretty secure, has exceeded expectations. And so we're definitely thankful to have him over there. I know I'm thankful to have him in our run game as well. He's just the complete tackle. And so when he's asking us not to chip because we're hitting them too hard, now they're bouncing off and stuff like that. It's like, wow, this guy, he gets the game. Like, he understands like how he needs to stay on certain guys, at a young age. It's super, super, just impressive. I think he's going to continue to be locked down over there, which is great. Cause obviously he's protecting Justin's backside.
They say, if you're not getting better, you're getting worse. And heading into Week 5, you're one of 4 players in the NFL who had over 400 yards from the line of scrimmage and 2 or more reception touchdowns. What do you do to make sure that you're always improving? And is that just watching the other running backs around the league, honing in a specific part of your game? Just walk us through that process.
Yeah, man. I think this kind of relates to, coach Foster, our running back coach. He asks us every week, like, hey, what are you working on this week? And, for me, it's really about efficiency. It's about efficiency. Like, I'm not watching other running backs. Like, I'll watch, the highlights as far as just like the explosive run tape, just to see what everyone else is doing. But I'm not really catching keys from that, because we all have our own play style. We all have our own game that has gotten us to this point in our life. And so for me, it's, I'm not, running people over. For me, it's really about being bursty and really just efficient with my movements and getting that field quick. Like, I would say quick more than fast, right? And so what do I mean by that? This goes like deep beyond like what people say in the stands. This is like, instead of like running directly into someone if I don't have a lot of room, it's about attacking his right shoulder. It's about making a jab with my right foot that's a little bit wider than usual, trying to move him off half a foot. Just things that you don't think about, but you do in practice, to actually try to move people. And just, it helps you be efficient instead of me, getting tackled and stuff right there. Now I'm falling forward for 2 or 3 yards. When I'm catching the ball, where's the ball around me? Is it tight to my body? Is it out? And just being more efficient in my movement. And so that's always what I've been, trying to work on, is just, hey, when Austin has the ball in his hands, what does he do? Well, he gets yardage, right? And how's that? Because he's smart and he's tactical with his movement.
You can listen to the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL show wherever you get your podcasts.